Good evening. This is the Wednesday, October 5th, 2011 meeting of the Pacifica National Board Election Committee, scheduled for 8:30, calling to order at 8:36, more or less. And this is Carolyn Burden, the chair pro tem, and Michael Novick is the secretary pro tem. So Michael, call the roll, please.
Okay. A lot of beeping going on. Ken Aaron?
Here.
Wesley Bethune? I thought he was on.
I heard him. He came on.
Wesley, are you on? He definitely, not currently present. Carolyn Burden is present.
Yes, I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Anthony Fest?
Here.
Bob Lederer? Not here yet either. Margie Murray?
Present.
Michael Novick, that's myself, I'm here. Manija Saba?
Manija is chairing the committee meeting. She will try to join this committee later.
Okay, so we'll call it excused absence, I guess. Nancy Sabar Naritomi?
Yes.
Present. Okay. Kevin White?
He's here at the other meeting.
Do
you want me to go get him?
if he's in another meeting, I'm not sure if he can be in two simultaneously.
Maybe he's in another meeting.
Tracy Rosenberg is here. Did I hear that?
Here.
Okay. Margie Wilkinson?
I think she said she was going to be out of town for a while. Yeah. I'm not too sure for how long, so I
consider
that.
Yeah, this is Tracy. I believe she's on a trip.
Did Wesley come back?
I think I missed.
This is Tracy. I believe she's on a trip, so that would be an excuse.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Kimmery Orndorff? Not here. And there were some new members. I don't have the names of with me that joined from, or a new member from WPFW. Is that right?
Jane Gatewood. Yeah, I'm on Jane Gatewood.
Jane Gatewood.
The other WPFA member has declined to be on the committee, Peter Tucker.
WPFW.
They're going to have to hold an election for...
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8...
This is Wesley Bethune from KPFT. Back to the call now.
Fine. Okay. So I count 9 members present, which I think is still a quorum, even with the additional member.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. We will proceed then. I think we don't have any minutes to approve this time, if I understand correctly. So next item should I read the entire agenda before ask for approval for our listeners?
Okay. I did submit draft minutes of the last meeting. But
did you send them through? I thought we had approved all the minutes we had. I'm sorry, I didn't see. Does everybody else?
Okay, we met on September 7th. I sent draft minutes on the 12th and posted them also as a file.
Oh, dear. All right. I'm sorry. I did miss those. If everybody else has them, we can go on. Should I read the whole entire agenda before we...
This is Ken, personal privilege. What is the button for muting? I hear a dog in the background.
Oh.
And unless the dog is on the committee, I would request that member mute
well. Something, but I'm not sure what.
It's 1-1 pound or pound 1-1. I can't remember.
Pound 1-1.
Okay.
Yes, pound,
oh, pound, pound, pound,
pound
one?
Pound twice, then one.
Okay, pound, pound one. And I, as a point of order there, I think if you read the agenda, it's going to take up the whole meeting. It's a very long agenda if you read all the detail. You've got like 10, 15 items on it. Nine action items and other issues, all kinds of stuff.
Well, suppose I read down up to the action items, and then we'll see what action items we actually get to. Is that all right? We do have listeners who don't have the agenda posted. I'm sorry.
All right. I guess for the purpose of the stream, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. The next item is the attendance. Minutes for approval. We do have September 7 minutes, or some people do. The next item is to choose the next meeting. And I put down change the day of the week, or else we'll go to Wednesday, November 9th, which is the first Wednesday, our usual date. And then I was also suggesting that we set not meeting dates, but email deadlines for work group reports, either October 17th or the 20th, or both. Old business, two items. One is the database integrity work group. This work group has not met, but I'm suggesting Sunday the 9th or Monday the 10th, which is a holiday. It's Columbus Day at 8:30. There were one, two, three.
I'm sorry, can you, you're going a little too fast for me because I was just trying to look at the calendar.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Point of order. We're just reading the agenda. We're not setting any dates.
We're not
reading the agenda.
Now, I'm just reading the agenda. Thank you.
Okay.
There were six issues for that group to consider. Reports from general managers as to progress toward cleaning a list. Reports on progress in collecting and updating email addresses and postal contacts. Information and telephone and cell phone accounts and deadlines for compliance with that information. The schedule of the general manager's NCOA process, what the results were, and a deadline for compliance with that request. Protocols for creating volunteer lists and protocols for creating staff lists. And then the second item under old business was contracts for election supervisors, which I did send out. We have copies of those contracts. And we 20 minutes allowed for each of those items, by the way. We have two contracts, and I don't know what the issues were, why people requested those, but I did send them out. And then there is a list of nine action items, which I will not read. We'll see how if we get to those or not. All right, and that's the agenda. Should we approve the agenda? I would like a motion to, or changes to the agenda.
Were you guys going to approve those minutes that Michael mentioned?
Well, does everybody else have them except me?
No, I would say
My computer is not functioning at the moment. I'm not at home, and I have a dead battery adapter case, so...
I would accept the agenda without the approval of the minutes because I don't think they were properly distributed. So we can do that in the next meeting.
I'm sorry. They were sent out on September 12th. I sent the actual minutes to the entire list, and then I sent posted a file and sent a message
okay.
to the list.
So good. Then I will move to approve the agenda.
I have a question before we do that. Was that the set of minutes that had very detailed comments, Michael, and I suggested that we summarize instead of try to paraphrase?
Okay, excuse me.
The minutes of the meeting with Arlene, I did the comments because I felt like it was the point. This one, the problem with the last minutes that you commented on was that you didn't have very many things done by motion. You introduced a motion. We agreed to sort of table that for revision. A lot of the other things that happened during the course of the meeting were sort of consensus.
So are we going to go ahead with the agenda? Or?
Ken, excuse me. Let's take a stack here. I'm not sure that Michael has finished.
Nancy wants to say goodbye.
It's fine with me to wait. People can review the minutes later. I don't want to hold up the meeting.
All right, then let's do that until we clarify a couple of issues, if you don't mind. Ken, is that all right that we do not...
Yeah, I don't care. I just want to stay...
Right,
quite often in these meetings, we start discussing the things on the agenda before we approve the agenda. I think we should just get the agenda approved and then go into the meeting. So I move to approve the agenda.
All right. Any amendments to the agenda?
Yes, this is Bob Litterer.
Oh, hi, Bob. You're on the call. Good. Okay. Well, let's approve it, and then we'll agenda it. Is that...
No, I have amendments.
Amendments. Mm-hmm. Before we approve it. All right. What would you suggest?
Okay. First, under the action item number 2, Manager and Bob working Ray. Motion Ray working with volunteers and work groups. I'd like to move that up to be number 2 before contracts for election supervisors.
Well, I'm sorry. Is that an old business you're saying?
Yeah, that was discussed at the end of the last meeting.
I believe Manager said that you and she had not finalized wording on a motion. She had requested that it not put on the agenda for tonight. Is that correct?
Can you guys get on the
agenda?
Are we talking?
You're asking me?
Yeah, is that your understanding? Manager told me that that she couldn't give us the motion because you and she hadn't agreed to it yet, and she had asked you to postpone it.
Well, I mean, you know, we were discussing wording as of a couple hours ago over email, so she's not on the call yet?
She is at another meeting. She's not on the call. She said she'd try to be here later. Perhaps at 9:15 she'll be able to join.
Is Ken on the queue about that?
Can we leave
agenda?
That to her then? Yes, Ken, you're next.
I don't understand what the necessity is because you're only moving it up like 3 items. I don't think anything before that is going to take that long.
No, there is no motion. Is the point?
So I don't see what the point of moving the action item number 2 ahead of the old business number 2 is because it's not much of a change.
Well, if I can just clarify. There is a motion. It's just that we haven't, you know, worked out. She had a question about the wording back and forth, but we can do that in front of the committee. I mean, the point is that working groups are going to start to function, and we had a consensus last time about how to move forward with that. So we just need to decide exactly the details of that. So I do think it will make a difference because I see that item 2 about contracts is listed for 20 minutes, and the first action item about contacting GMs doesn't have a time attached, and I know how things can go on and on. So that's why I would like to make sure this gets resolved tonight before we launch into work groups.
Okay, good.
Well, I had asked her about that, and she specifically said she was not ready to put it forward tonight. If you want to leave that on there, if and when she comes on the call, that's fine with me, but
okay.
I don't want to propose a motion that half of the committee has not yet agreed to.
Okay, so when she comes on the call, we can...
All right, that's fine.
All right, now the other question is, did I miss it or did I not see on here the motion that that Michael circulated a little while earlier about databases?
Which motion?
Which
was
is a kind of like
well, at the you had a motion at the last meeting, which we said that I think Bill and I were going to try to redraft. I submitted something to Bill, I never heard anything back, and so I sent to the list a little earlier a revised version of your motion about the databases, which relates to the action items you have.
I'm not sure.
What's
a little
that?
Earlier tonight?
Yeah.
I've been away my computer, and it's not functioning, so I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
But I was just assuming it could come up in relation to that first agenda item. I can make it, you know, it's a short, fairly short. I can read it to people.
When we get to that item, perhaps, is that appropriate?
Yeah, I'm saying it's that first item about the databases, so.
All right, that's good. We'll put it on there, though, even though, did everybody else get it? Do you have it in front of you?
This is Jane Gatewood. I'm not in front of a computer. I haven't been in front of a computer for the last 6 hours, so.
Yeah, this is a problem.
It's okay. Just read it.
I'll read it when it comes up.
It's
not very long. Yeah.
It sounds good.
All right. Well, we'll put it up there. I'll put a motion from Michael in the first item. We have 20 minutes there. All right. Any other changes or amendments? Is there a motion then to approve the agenda as it stands?
This is Jane. I move to approve as amended.
As amended.
Nancy.
Is there a second?
I'm sorry. Second. I need to go. And before I go, this is Nancy from KPFT. I'm sorry. I got cut off. We have posted a governance, national governance meeting for October 10th. Sorry to interrupt. I just keep today. But we haven't gotten to Otis yet, I think.
Yeah, it's on the calendar.
Oh, it is. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. I have to leave.
All right. Thank you. When we get to that point, we'll definitely, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care. Thank you.
Excuse me.
Any objections to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, then the agenda is approved. All right. I think the first item then was the next item was the next meeting date. Did anyone want to change from a Wednesday? Is Wednesday still acceptable?
This is Ken. I have a computer, but I'm not connected to the internet. I'm not. Is somebody verifying this with the PNB calendar?
I'm looking at the PNB calendar. You're talking about for November?
Yeah.
That's fine. Yes, Wednesday, November 9th is clear. Mm-hmm. Actually,
Wednesday,
we have
November.
A standing meeting on the 9th, but there was some talk about Wednesday being inconvenient for some people. If everyone on the call is okay with Wednesday, I'm proposing that our next meeting be as scheduled Wednesday, November 9th.
Okay, Wednesday, November 9th
is
November
three
what? LSBs.
Yeah, the second Wednesday is our LSB meeting.
Yeah, BAI, PFW, and KPFT LSBs are all meeting that night.
Oh, really? What is the first Wednesday in November?
That would be the
PNB,
second of November.
November 2nd says the PNB is meeting.
Maybe that's it then. That's our standing meeting.
Yeah, I think it's usually the first. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I made a mistake in the agenda. Thank you. Mm-hmm. November 2nd, Wednesday, November 2nd. Is that all right for everyone?
No, I'm saying it says the full PNB is meeting Wednesday, November 2nd on this calendar.
Oh, really? Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Can we do Monday? Monday of that week, the first Monday? Or the...
That's the 31st, actually.
Right.
The first Monday would be the 7th.
What is the second Monday?
This is Margie, if I could be on the queue.
Who, please?
Margie Murray.
Hello, Margie. Yes.
Hi, it's Margie Murray.
Hi, Margie. Go ahead.
I teach on Mondays, so if it would be possible to keep it on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, that would work out much better for me.
Oh, I knew someone had a conflict. All right. Monday.
Tuesday the 8th is open on the national calendar.
Mm-hmm.
The 1st or the 8th are both open.
The 1st and the 8th. Monday the...
Tuesday the 1st or Tuesday the 8th are both open on the national calendar.
Tuesday the 8th. Tuesday the 8th of November. That may be a problem for me. I may be out of town all day.
The 1st is also open.
Uh-huh.
Or Wednesday the 16th is open.
Is Wednesday bad for anyone else that's not close attention?
This is Ken.
Yes.
I would prefer the Tuesdays because Wednesday is PNB day. Monday is frat day. Although Tuesdays are finance days, I don't know. The calendar's getting
finance
on the phone.
Finance is the 15th. National finance is the 15th.
The 15th, okay. So
the first and the 8th are both open.
How does Tuesday the 1st work for you, Carolyn?
Good by me.
Tuesdays are
hard.
I'm desperately searching for my calendar. I'm out of town pretty much every other Tuesday, but at that late date, I can probably handle it. Let's lock it in, and I will work with it later. Tuesday the 1st.
Somebody's going to tell me how I can post things to that calendar, but nobody ever did. So,
yeah, Otis will help you with that. Mm-hmm. I can do it for you later, but
okay.
Otis will certainly tell you how you need a password.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so we're done. My computer is still not connecting. So November 1st is the next meeting, Tuesday. And is that all right with everyone on the call at the moment?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's good. We'll leave it at that then. Now, I'm suggesting that we're so far behind in our work groups that I'm suggesting we set a date for ourselves internally.
Yes,
for work group reports on email. Is that a good idea?
I think it would be useful to set the actual meetings because there was a proposal last time to have a meeting on the 4th, but then that didn't happen or couldn't happen, and nobody tried to reschedule instead of that 4th. So.
Yeah.
This is Jane. I have a question.
Please. Go ahead.
So other than the database integrity work group, was there one or more other work groups? And if
well,
so, what were they?
Yes, there was supposed to be a work group that was basically looking at the question of issues around the possibility of e-voting and also more broadly the question of requests for proposals for a consultant company to work on the elections that has professional voting expertise.
I heard the end of that. What's the very first thing you said? I heard you say, and also request for proposal. What was the first part of that statement?
The first thing was issues around the possibility of e-voting, electronic voting.
Oh, e-voting.
And that was then related to the larger question of a professional voting company, sort of taking a lot of responsibility under NES and LES.
That was listed under work action item suggested number 7. That work group had not yet really gotten rolling. So I'm suggesting if we implement some of these action items, we may want reports from them, and I'm suggesting that we set a date for ourselves, perhaps October 17th or the 20th, to do that.
What's 1 week prior to our meeting? What's 1 week prior to the 1st of November?
1 week prior would be probably the 24th. Monday,
the 24th. Would it be good to have all the work groups try to meet before that? Is that what you're asking, Carolyn?
Yes, that's what I'm suggesting. And if not,
right,
I was trying to suggest
that we actually set the meetings of the work group tonight when everybody hopefully has
their time. An online... I think if there are several work groups, maybe they'll want to set separate meetings.
Okay.
And
would you have a convener for the work groups and then just know who else wants to work on it and they work it out?
Yes, I think that's what I was suggesting. We did have a convener. I was convener for the database, and Bill and Michael were going to do number 4, the database integrity issues, that number 5. I was convener of that. I also think I agreed to call the other one. But we hadn't really gotten the other one rolling yet, the electronic balloting issues. I'll be glad to take responsibility for that if it's so late.
Okay, just to reiterate, it wasn't just the electronic balloting. It was the whole idea of an RFP for a...
Right.
So, this is Jane. I'm sorry. is it okay to just to deal with this agenda item by saying that whatever work groups there are, and I'm personally not clear exactly at this moment what they are, just to say that they should, by the end of the meeting, we'll know who's going to convene them, and we'd like them all to meet by the 24th. Is that okay?
I would say to report by the 24th, not to meet by the 24th.
To report by the 24th. Carolyn, does that cover that agenda item for you?
Well, I think so. I think if you look back, I argued that the 24th might be a little late. Is the 20th too early for most people? Is that the problem? I was suggesting the 20th. Is the 20th too early? Who suggested the 24th? And
I said the 24th. Looking at the calendar for the rest of October, there are many different committees and so on already meeting on a lot of different days. I don't know what other people's responsibilities are, but the 17th and the 20th are both open days that conceivably these
working groups could, you know, have a telephonic meeting, and then that would give them the 24th after the weekend to get something written and reported.
So you're proposing written reports by the 24th?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That sounds reasonable then. Yes, and using those other dates for actual meetings or getting together. Thank you. All right, let's lock that in then. Any objections to that, making the 24th the date that we report to each other? By email, are you talking about, Michael? Or do you
yeah. No, email is fine. No, email.
Okay. All right, that's good. Then we'll work on that. I don't think that we are keeping much time. Now, the Database Integrity Work Group, as I say, that hasn't met. I've been making informal calls to general managers. So some of these issues have been addressed informally, but I think that we need to work and maybe parcel out those tasks. Anything else that needs to be on that list of issues?
I don't understand the question.
Well, there are several issues for the Database Integrity Work Group, which I listed on the agenda.
Well,
which I haven't seen. Could you read them?
That.
I can't see it. Could you read it?
Yes. Michael, do you want to read it again, please?
Sure. Under Database Integrity Work Group issues, reports from GMs as to progress towards cleaning a list, reports on progress in collecting and updating email addresses and postal contact information, telephone, cell phone accounts, and deadline for compliance schedule of the Postal Service cleanup, the results of that deadline for compliance protocols. Are we on this agenda item? Is that the idea?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so protocols for creating a volunteer list, protocols for creating a staff list. So let me read the motion that I sent around based on last discussions last time. I have to click on a different... There we go. Give me a second. Okay, so...
I'm sorry. Ron, you sent that out?
Says it was 4:53 p.m., at least on the receiving end of the... on the list. So let me just read it, and then we can discuss it item by item, whatever we want to do. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws require that the foundation maintain a list of its members at the national office, and whereas maintenance of an accurate, up-to-date roster of both listener, sponsor, and staff members is essential to the proper running of Pacifica elections, therefore the Elections Committee recommends that in preparation for delegate elections in 2012, the PNB direct the executive director to have station managers implement the following protocols for cleaning up and securing a database to be used for balloting, additional to the donor databases maintained at each station. 1. Establish and maintain a current list of all listener sponsors who have made a personal donation of at least $25 during the current year. 2. Incorporate a current list of all listener sponsors who have qualified for membership within the past year by volunteering for at least 3 hours. 3. Establish and maintain a database of paid staff. 4. Establish, maintain, and incorporate into the above-mentioned staff database all unpaid staff meeting the criteria set forth in the bylaws. 5. Encourage all members to keep their contact information current. 6. Eliminate duplications in member databases by using the U.S. Postal Service NCOA service, doing comparisons of databases for all 5 stations, and carrying out any necessary measures to establish that each member can vote only once. These cleanup efforts should take place at least once in 2011, and again next year, no later than immediately after the date of record in 2012. The Elections Committee further recommends that the PNB direct the Executive Director to report quarterly to the PNB Elections Committee on progress and problems in implementing the above protocols.
Ken on the queue.
Okay. Before we take a stack, I missed 4, 5, and 6. I misnumbered them. paid staff and unpaid staff, according to bylaws.
Okay, one is paid donors, two is volunteer donors, three is paid staff, four is unpaid staff. Five is basically a reference to the thing about the contact information. It just says encourage all members to keep their contact information current.
Got it.
Designated as responsibility of the GMs directed by the ED. Six is limited to duplications. And then separate motion in the sense that the executive director report quarterly to this committee on the progress and problems implementing those steps. This is based on the fact that the bylaws do say that the foundation is supposed to maintain a list of its members, and the members are the voters. And
yes, this should all be redundant. Thank you. That sounds very comprehensive. All right, let's take a stack. Who's first?
Ms. Ken.
All right, Ken. Mm-hmm.
I just had one point of information. I was off for a second. We're down into the agenda here. Did we move this protocol up above the GM reports and everything? We had issues. We're talking about database integrity work group.
This item was added to the
this is added to the agenda as a motion.
Okay, I see. All right. I object to the motion because you're redundantly stating the qualifications of the bylaws, and the only thing that that could do is misstate them. The definition of members and whether they're volunteers or listener sponsors or paid employees, that's all covered in the bylaws. So restating it only opens the door to some kind of an error. It's covered already. Now, the thing about, in other words, restating the bylaws in a motion accomplishes nothing. You can just say the election committee's request that the ED follows the bylaws, you know? You're not saying anything. So the other point of it is request that the executive director report to the elections committee on the progress of cleaning up the lists. That's possible. I don't know. I just know that the executive director doesn't. It's got a lot to do already, and I don't know that we're getting anything done by just putting it on her plate. So I didn't hear anything in the motion that was not already covered in the bylaws. I mean, I concur that we have a lot of problems with the lists, but just passing a motion that says the election committee wants the executive director to clean up the lists. That isn't saying anything. So that's my motion. The motion is very wordy. It doesn't say anything that's not already covered in the bylaws. I would favor a motion that made some kind of a recommendation for an improvement about acquiring a list, such as something that said all staff are required to report their full contact information, name and address, and phone number and email, and whether they're paid staff or volunteers, or that would be an addition. But everything else is covered already. And the things you stated, I think, are already covered in the bylaws. That's all. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jane.
Thanks. I think the motion is very helpful. I found it to be succinct and clear, and the people around our station, most people have not read the bylaws, and reading the bylaws, finding this level of detail is very difficult, to find it. And so the motion, as I heard it read, I think would be helpful because it states in plain terms and it clearly delineates whose authority is which. I did miss the point about who, so if the station manager, is it the station manager or the ED who reports on the progress of this? I missed that.
Anyone else on the stack? Then I will put myself on.
Bob.
Ed, you on the stack.
Bob,
and Michael,
please.
And Michael.
Just, yeah, she had a question, a factual question.
One at a time, please. Bob,
I'm sorry, just to wrap up, what I was saying is that even so far as our volunteer coordinator and in the last election, our local election coordinator, when I tried to explain this and I showed it to them, the bylaws, They didn't get it. So because it states so clearly and simply, I really am in favor of it.
Thank you, Bob.
Well, can we just hear the answer to her question about who is directed to report to the committee? Can Michael answer that?
Sure. We're asking the ED both to direct the GMs to do those things and then the ED to report to us on how they're getting done.
Okay. So what I want to say is I agree with Jane. I think that actually if you look at each point that Michael has read, they address something that despite the existence of bylaws that should have, you know, cleared up all these problems. We've had now five elections where some of these things have not been done for whatever reason. So I think this is giving a very clear roadmap to the ED and the GMs as to the tasks that must be done. And the bylaws don't say everything in this motion. This is a way of implementing the bylaws. So the point here about cleaning up and securing a database to be used for balloting additional to the donor databases, that is not in existence at all stations. You don't necessarily have lists of people who qualify for membership not because they donated $25, but because they put in their 3 hours or more. So that's very important that that be institutionalized, that that list exists and that it be integrated with the other list so that there's not the kind of confusion that has happened election after election about, you know, where are the volunteer lists and are they complete and all these kind of problems. The eliminating duplication, you know, using the NCOA service, comparing the five stations databases to make sure people aren't voting in two stations, all of those kinds of things, while they may be implied by the bylaws, they're not stated. They have only inconsistently been applied. So I think this is a good roadmap for just having a clean and minimizing the problems that we've been plagued by time after time. That's it.
Okay. I do want to say something here. I think that the problem Ken raises is an important one. Restating the bylaws is dangerous. And if we reword it, we can cover all of the points that are in this list, which is quite clear. If we reword it directly, we could move to direct the executive director, request the executive director to direct the general managers to ensure that the following items are covered, addressed, by each general manager in each station and to report us progress. And then we could say that the number one, that all eligible members are included in the list. And in other words, it's the way in which these items are phrased. Rather than restating them, just address the points that we want addressed.
I have a point of information.
Yes, let me finish if I may. And
or
if we reword it. It has to do with the way in which the wording is set up. We do not, as Kim pointed out.
I'm sorry, I guess it's a point of order. I'm not sure what it's
called.
Excuse me? I think it's a point of order. I just have a point of order.
Yes, go ahead, please.
In committees, do motions need to be seconded?
Is it going to be voted on? I believe they do.
No. Under Robert's rules, committees don't require seconds. Only full,
okay.
You know, assemblies or boards need it, but not committees.
So the motion is on the table, and that's what we're discussing?
Sorry.
Right. Okay, I'm sorry. I just wanted to clarify. Thank you.
Now, if we reword it, and I think I don't have, as I say, a computer in front of me that has this up. I haven't seen it in print yet. But I think that Ken's point is well taken. We don't want to get in a position of having to reword the bylaws. I do think that we might work on rewording it. The original intent is fine. We want to request which is about all we can do. I don't think you can direct the ED, to direct the GMs to make sure that the following issues and problems are addressed and set a deadline for these. The other change I would like to make is quarterly. I think quarterly is this late date. It's October. I would like to say monthly reports on the progress of each of these items. I know we've discussed this, and I said monthly was too onerous, but monthly is not too late, because if these things are not done by November 1st, we then only have until another month to change them. If we do it quarterly, we have no backup time. So I would like to move that. Michael, I'm sure you've considered that. Would you consider rechanging that to monthly?
We did have a discussion last time in which people came up with quarterly. So that's why I put in quarterly.
That was a month ago.
Right. Well, we haven't moved forward very fast in anything either. I would say...
maybe some date certain would be better.
Yeah, we could... I think we need a rapid report, but then I think quarterly might be sufficient once we get one, so we could set a date for a first report. Monthly seems like very, very frequent to me, especially if you're asking, you know, staff to do things. So I don't know.
Excuse me, Michael?
I'd ask being on the stack to speak about the general point of the motion and why it's not just the bylaws.
Mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead, please.
Well, I think there are two or three things. One is that this is a response to having read the NES and LES reports for the last couple of elections, which identified like one of the key problems being the absence of a clean list of voters. And that's always been the source of enormous amounts of contention previously. So the purpose of this resolution was to try to do that, particularly because this is a year in which there is no election. That's the whole point of having this year and again next year, to say that in 2011 we want, when there is no election, before the end of the year, we want to set up the list in such a way that it can then be sustained and maintained, so that eventually it becomes kind of a transparent administrative task without all the, you know, ballyhoo and you know, who should have voted or could have voted or, you know, shouldn't have voted or shouldn't have voted after the fact or during the fact of the elections themselves. So this is our window of opportunity to try to set something in motion that then is maintained. I also do believe that even though it says in the bylaws, people have said repeatedly that the national office does not have a list of its members. And so, I mean, you can say we passed a resolution, they follow the bylaws, but the point is you want to spell out a process by which they're going to do it, and then having laid it out, they do it, and you check to see if it's being done. To me, that, you know, that's the point of the resolution.
Mm-hmm. And I have another question.
Question, and then I'm going to ask Ken to respond to Michael's response. James?
If the committee were to vote on this or an amended form of this, when would the PMB receive it to possibly act on it?
I don't have the calendar in front of me, but the PMB has a meeting, I think, within next week if they... use that backup date. I don't know if it's been confirmed yet. Ken, do you know that?
The reason I'm asking is because it seems like that date question that came up a minute ago would possibly be impacted by when this motion might possibly be adopted by the PMB. That's why I'm asking the question.
Yes, good point. I don't know if the... Ken, are you on the call?
Yes, I'm on the phone. The next PNB meeting is the 19th. Is that what you're asking?
Yes, there isn't one next Thursday? Or.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we're going to get a motion up from through to the top of the agenda.
No, but is there a meeting on...
There's one scheduled for the 19th, I believe.
On the KPFTX calendar, it says the 13th and then the 26th. The 19th is...
13th, 26th, is it? Right. I'm sorry, I take that back. It's a KPFK LSB meeting on the 19th.
So
the 13th and the 26th.
Yeah. So in answer to your question, Jane, that's the first time we could try to get it to the PM.
So the 13th is early, and more likely the 26th?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
That doesn't mean, by the way, that the ED will not understand the issue and act on it, because these issues have already been addressed to some extent by the committee, and she's already promised cooperation and to implement some of these things, and some of them, yeah. So some of these things are already in motion. This motion would simply normalize it.
Ken, back to the stack.
Yes.
I'll get a chance to talk.
Please.
I'm just... Is that me now?
Please, yes, go right ahead. Uh-huh.
Okay, the thing about the motion is, the reason we don't have the list isn't because people are not aware they're required or they're not clearly stated in the bylaws and there's confusion about it. The reason we don't have the list is because we're not getting compliance from the local stations, membership management staff, the IT staff working there. In the real world, that's the problem. It's not because of people are ignorant about what's required or why or how it's be done. It's because of slow performance from the stations. If we want to pass a motion that's going to implement improved performance from the stations, from the general manager, by requiring that the general manager make sure that his membership management department gets the lists properly updated per bylaw specification, otherwise we'll be reprimanded. And if he gets it done ahead of time, we're rewarded. If there's some kind of implementation that will make it happen, then that's a useful motion. But restating the bylaws, believe me, a majority of the staff, the management, and a majority of the people on the PNB who've been there more than a year know the bylaws, know the definition. So to say that restating them is useful for new people, not going to make it happen. Who's ever doing the... Well, thank you for the accompaniment. Anymore?
We're getting background noise. Somebody needs to mute himself or herself, please.
So I'm just saying, I don't want to talk too long because I'll have to stay under 2 minutes. I'm just saying the useful motion would be something that would make it happen in the real world, not to restate what's required. That is understood. The people working in membership management know what's required. They're not in a mystery about it. They're just falling behind, and they can't get it done.
Ken, would you like to...
some way to implement getting it done, that's fine. But just demanding it and then putting it on the ED's head doesn't accomplish anything. It would be better to put it on the general manager's head with consequence. Then we might get some...
propose alternative language that we could use as a substitute?
It's bad. I just think it's very bad form to restate the bylaws. The bylaws are the bylaws. The definition of membership...
We got your point, Ken.
...is in the bylaws.
We really just got it.
Okay, that's all. I just want to say that. My objection to it is just restating the bylaws like pointless.
Mrs. Jane?
Yes, I'm asking Ken, do you want to propose alternative language for a substitute motion?
I'm negligent because I haven't been working on this, you know, the PNB meeting and other committees. But I'm just saying, if we even in this
meeting discuss,
anybody who comes up with a motion, I would come up with a motion that said the proper reporting of the membership management, of the membership lists for listed sponsors and staff must be delivered. I concur with, I think it was Michael, who is saying that it should be done way ahead of the election and not left for the last minute. So if we make a motion that said, the general managers are obligated to make sure that the stations provide an accurate and unduplicate list to national office by December 31st. And it's part of their, you know, it's a job requirement and will be noted if not complied with, something like that. but I think it's a task of the general managers, because currently the national office does not have transparent access to the databases. It requires the data to be pushed up to national, and the national can't go down and grab it. So it's under the control of the general managers, and if they have influence over their IT department, they can maybe get compliance. But I would put the pressure on the general manager to be compelled to report to national a complete and unduplicated list of all members, listener sponsors, and staff by December 31st, and that a report of that compliance be forwarded to the Elections Committee.
All right. Do you have that in writing? Could you send it to the list, or did somebody?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have internet connectivity right now.
Michael, Chair, could you possibly get that down?
I don't have to own this. Anybody can restate it, and you can take it.
But somebody has to state it first before it can be restated. Michael, did you possibly get a draft of that?
That the general manager be directed to forward to the national a unduplicated list of members by December 31st. I want to speak to that.
I do, too.
I would like to add to that. I think Ken had said that are in compliance with the bylaws.
Yes, in compliance with the bylaws.
Yeah, all right.
Bylaws are the source of the definition of membership and who votes. It's very specific. And we can't enhance it or change it now.
Yes, we have that, Ken. Thank you. Michael?
I don't object to the idea of setting a date certain for the report. I do think that, although I hear the problem that Ken is referring to, that the list only exists at the station, that the development of an unduplicated list can only be done by somebody who has access to all five databases, and that the point of this is to fulfill the bylaw requirement that the foundation maintain a list of its members at the national office. So, to me, that says the management that you hold responsible for that is the ED. The ED is the person who has selected the GMs, and it says, and I think this is the way to go, that you want to say request rather than direct, that's fine, but the executive director have the station managers implement the following protocols. I don't think that normally that the PNB goes around to each individual GM and gives them directives. So to me, you're following the chain of organization or the organizational chart of the foundation to say that the ED is responsible at the top for maintaining the bylaws. The bylaws require the foundation to have this list. The list is essential for the proper holding of the elections. So that's the logic of this resolution. If you want to drop the particular language about each point and just say all the members in each of the categories, that's fine with me. If you want to put a date in, that's fine with me, but I think it should stay the responsibility of the ED directing the general managers to do it. And I think
I agree.
Really.
I agree with Mike. As long as the name of the GEs are there, is the ED shall compel or to get the GMs to do it, rather than saying the ED does it. The ED shall get the GMs.
Well, that was clear. Yes. Jane, are you next?
Yeah, I just want to make it clear that WPFW does not have an IT department. WPFW's development director and the entire development staff, which is comprised of three people, have all been on half-time for the last year. And there are some very intelligent people that I've talked with, including the last elections supervisor and our volunteer coordinator, and they do not understand all of this the way that you guys do, who have been dealing with this day in and day out. They've been dealing with other things. It takes, you have to settle down and focus on it before it makes any sense. And so I just take exception to those points. But I other than that, the issue is that the ED does have ultimate responsibility for ensuring that this happens as the head of the foundation. And how she chooses to make that happen really should be her prerogative. For example, if she had one consultant that could come in and do a damn good job at all the stations uniformly, that would probably be even better than her directing the GMs to do it, because then she'd have a, you know, she'd have a uniform standard to go by. But I think that the authority does have to stay with the GM. I mean, sorry, the ED.
Anyone be else on the stack for that point?
Bob? Yeah, since not all members are at their computers now, they, you know, the wording may not be sticking in their minds. So let me just read one piece again. It says, the PNB directs the executive director to have station managers implement the following protocols. So that's already in there. I think we all understand that station managers are responsible for each list, but the ED reports to the PNB. So it has to go through the PNB, and I think that also, I mean, it has to go through the ED, excuse me. And I think Jane made a good point, too, that there may be aspects of this, particularly when it gets to the question of comparing the stations to make sure that people are not voting in multiple stations, that only as someone at the national level can make sure that that happens. No individual general manager can fix that problem. And I also agree with Jane that that the bylaws are not the simplest document to go through. And there is nothing in this motion that in any way redefines or changes or, you know, reinterprets what the definitions of membership are. It just refers to them and then says there needs to be a list of that category. There needs to be a list of volunteers, a list of people who pay, people who are paid staff, people who are unpaid staff. And they can't duplicate from the five stations. They can't duplicate internally. These are all things that have been, there have been lapses time and again. So I think it's a very clear motion. And just the last thing that I'm concerned by is the idea of, and I, for many years there's been this back and forth between the PNB and the staff about, and management, about this needs to be done by this date without even talking to the staff about, is that realistic? I mean, maybe it's fine to do it by December 31st. I don't know. Until we ask the executive director, and maybe she needs time to ask the five general managers, given, you know, the staff cutbacks, the layoffs that have happened at several stations in the last 2-3 years, and, you know, the example Jane just gave about PFW, it may not be realistic to do all this by December 31st. So rather than give some arbitrary deadline that springs out of our brains, I think we should say we need a report back from the ED by, you know, maybe perhaps our November meeting, although I guess the time between when the PNB meets and when that would be might be kind of short. I guess it depends whether it gets taken up at the near PNB meeting or the later one. But, you know, a close report back date where then we can talk to the executive director and say, you know, do you know what is a realistic date that all the, you know, that the deduping and all these other processes could happen? I have a feeling it's not going to be quite so simple, and it's not a question of recalcitrant staff. It's a question of grossly understaffed stations that are drowning in the existing work of running pledge drives. So I think the date should only be a reporting date and not a, you know, accomplishment date. At this
Ken to the stack.
Yes, Ken, and then I would like to add to that, Ken.
I concur that might be some leeway on the 31st. I would request it by the end of the, you know, be completed by the end of the 31st of December this year, or a suitable target date presented by the ED. I am still really objecting to restating the bylaws. The last member who spoke may be very educated, so he can make a deterministic evaluation that this motion accurately defines the classes of membership that are entitled to vote in the LSB election, understanding of the bylaws. But I think the safest thing to say is voting members as defined in the bylaws, because it's very specific, and to reword it and shortcut it isn't proper. The people doing the lists and deciding who votes and so forth have to follow the bylaws in their original format, not some interpreted version. It isn't that complicated, but it is precise. And I just really object to restating it. And I'm going to tell you what the bylaws say, and this is accurate, trust me. I encourage anybody I know on the LSB, I say, here's a link to the bylaws. Type in the word membership, type in the word voting, find everything you can, read and understand the bylaws. Not what I say they are, but what they actually say.
That's why I'm objecting to that.
Yeah, and I concur with their statements that it should, you know, say the ED is responsible for reporting to the PNB on the progress of getting the general managers to forward the collected collection of databases of members qualified to vote in the election, something like that, you know, whatever it says, by December 31st or as soon thereafter as possible, any phrasing like that. My main objection is to try to define the classes of memberships in this motion. It's redundant, and it stops people. People should say, well, what is the definition of a member? They should go back to the bylaws and look at it, not depend on the definitions in this motion.
Thank you, Ken. I think we got that. I think that your objection addresses the first four points. The current list of $25, incorporate, et cetera. The language that Michael proposed, however, that has to do with duplicating, cleaning the list, very specific actions that need to be taken to bring the list up to date. Those are not even implied they're implied, but so indirectly in the bylaws. I don't think it would hurt to include that particular information.
I agree.
That we would be covered, you know, if we
look at it. Yeah, I agree. If it's not bylaws, I agree.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so,
Michael, can you agree to that?
I'm happy to accept the following as a friendly amendment. Establish and maintain a current list of all voting members as defined in the bylaws for 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then we would renumber 5 as 2 and 6 as 3. So I'll reread it, and I just want to point out a couple of things again. So the Elections Committee recommends that in preparation for delegate elections in 2012, the two whereases were about the maintaining the list as a national responsibility under the bylaws and that the up-to-date roster is necessary for the elections. PNB, now you said request and not direct. I don't care what the language is, but whatever has enough teeth to make it happen. The PNB requests the executive director have station managers implement the following protocols for cleaning up and securing a database to use for balloting additional to the donor databases maintained at each station. 1, establish and maintain a list of voting members as defined in the bylaws. 2, encourage all members to keep their contact information current. And 3, eliminate duplications in member databases by using the USPS NCOA service, doing comparison of databases for all 5 stations, and carrying out any necessary measures to establish that each member can vote only once. These cleanup efforts should take place at least once in 2011, and again next year, no later than immediately after the date of record in 2012. So now it says should, which is not maybe as strong as must, but it does say 2011. 2011 implies by December 31st.
Yes.
The Election Committee further recommends
clear.
The Elections Committee further recommends the PNB direct the executive director to report quarterly to the PNB Elections Committee on progress and problems and protocols. I will stick with quarterly because, again, quarterly would be by the end of this quarter, which is December 31st,
mm-hmm.
October, November, December.
All right. If that's understood, that we mean December 31st when we say quarterly.
You can say by December 31st. That's fine.
Yeah.
Quarterly thereafter.
Fine. Okay. That's good, clear language. Thank you. Jane, you had a question?